Oak Bay residents may soon face new rules when listing their homes on Airbnb. On October 20, council voted in favor of a motion directing staff to hatch a bylaw that could redefine the district's short-term rental regulations. If approved, it will allow residents to operate one short-term rental per property, in principal residences, secondary suites and detached accessory dwelling units, for no longer than 60 days per year. This would be a shift from the district's current regulations, which prohibit stays of less than 30 days. It would also divert from the province's Short-Term Rental Accommodation Act that allows stays up to 90 days per year. The new rules would also mean those operating a short-term rental would have to complete a self-reported safety inspection and buy a $100 business license. Though the bylaw would apply to Strata Buildings, Director of Community Building and Planning Andre Boll said Strata councils have an independent role for their own complexes that is separate from the district, adding that it's still up to the Strata to have their own rules and way to enforce these. As for general enforcement, Senior Bylaw Compliance Official Robert Letts said an online portal managed by the province keeps track of how many nights each short-term rental is occupied per month, adding that the district would have access to that information to help it ensure compliance. "We aren't actively enforcing it," said Letts. "The policy is to enforce on a complaint basis, so if the district were to receive a complaint, then we would follow up and do the investigation." Despite council's approval, not everyone was in favor of the move. "It's just not going to help with any of the affordable rentals that we so desperately need for the people that serve coffee and work at the hospital and work at the municipality," said Oak Bay resident Tim Taddy. Kyrene Green expressed a similar sentiment, asking staff how more short-term rentals would impact the availability of long-term rentals in Oak Bay. "My concern would be that those housing types would be unavailable now for long-term housing," she said. "The whole point of the housing crisis is we provide long-term accommodation to as many people as we can." Brigid Reynolds, a community planner with Compass Rose Planning Services, said it could potentially impact long-term rentals. "The fewer numbers of nights that are rented are less likely to be as impactful to long-term rentals than if people can rent out their units for longer periods," she added. Across the capital region, other local governments have taken different approaches to regulate short-term rentals. Colwood, North Saanich and View Royal, for example, have outright prohibited them. While Highlands and Langford have opted to rely solely on provincial regulations, Victoria has adopted a more complex scheme, allowing residents to rent their homes no more than 160 nights per year. As of June, there are 21 short-term rentals operating in Oak Bay.